This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We got 25 more minutes of the show. Today, I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano.
Today, you're Tim Wildman?
Yeah.
What were you yesterday?
Well, we all have issues, Ed. Mine happens to be a split personality.
Well, he was doing pretty successful on that witness protection program until you messed
right.
that
Thank
up.
Thank you. A lot, Thank Ed. You very much for putting my life at risk.
Hey, guys, may I mention
I got to introduce you, J.J. Jasper.
You've already said this,
yes.
But last week we had a dear friend, a coworker, Ron Cook, pass away. 14, 15 years here on this campus before he was the station manager in the Quad Cities in Illinois. Such a kind, jolly servant, and he is really going to be missed. And I was talking to him Friday. We were leaving at the same last Friday, going out the door. Have a good weekend. That was on Friday, and he passed away on Saturday. So pray for his family, but for you listening, life is precious, but it's also fragile. You never know when it's going to be your last opportunity to say I love you to someone you
Amen.
Care about. But what a wonderful guy, and I just wanted to say Amen. That to honor him.
Amen.
Amen.
Back to the phones, Ed.
All right, we go to North Carolina, and Debbie is on the line. Debbie, thank you for joining us here on Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Hey, Debbie.
How are you?
Where do you live in North Carolina?
I'm down near the East Coast at the beach, Topsail Island.
Is that near Wilmington? Wilmington.
Okay. Yes,
Wilmington.
I was there a few years ago speaking at a pregnancy center banquet. Beautiful. And what they've done down there on your beach with all the new things they put down there, that's spectacular.
Yeah, and everybody else thinks so, too.
Yeah.
Well, get crowded in the summer.
Kind of opened up the floodgate, huh?
They definitely have. They sure have.
All right. Well, listen, Debbie, thanks for calling. Ask, answer, or both?
Well, Larry stole my coffee cup. I was going to answer that question about the game shows, but he got it and got my coffee cup. So,
well, you know what I'm going to do, Debbie? I'm feeling generous today. And you are Tim today. I am Tim today. If you want to answer another question, because you had that one earlier, and because I like power,
even though I'm a Roll Tide fan.
I'm going to just take that away then. I'm going to take the whole thing away.
You almost had a
mug. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Hey, listen, we love our listeners who are Alabama.
Yes, but what's an Alabama fan doing in the Tar Heel State? How to explain that, Debbie?
The old man's from down there in Chilton County, so we've been fans for years.
Okay.
The old man.
That's good.
Well, listen, yes.
Yep.
Hey, you know, I can Roll Tide.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It's different to love our listeners who happen to be Alabama fans. That's different than loving the University of Alabama.
Right. And just don't call me on game day.
Yes.
Game day, the attitude change.
Now, what were you about to offer up? I think we were assuming what's about to happen with Debbie.
Oh, you can, if you can answer
one of our questions.
A different question, right? We'll send you a stainless steel AFR balance on your head travel mug. Okay.
Well, that sounds wonderful. I want to do the one about the rated R movie.
Okay.
Let me
go ahead and
ask the question again.
What is the all-time highest-grossing R-rated film in North America?
Is it The Passion?
It is The Passion of the Christ.
Wow.
That's highest-grossing.
Mel Gibson movie.
Yeah.
Is that 20 years
ago
now?
That would be good to watch.
That may be closer to 25.
Wow. Well, I have the DVD or maybe the video.
Surely that's not a VHS. No.
That's.
I think it's about 20
Bobby, you
years
may be
ago.
Able to get it.
We watched that a couple of years ago. We had a college Bible study, and it was coming up on Easter. And so instead of doing the Bible study, just last minute, we watched that. And a lot of the college kids had not seen it.
Oh,
there was not a dry eye in the room.
Yeah.
It is so graphic. Probably the
That's
violence
why it was.
Is what they,
that's why it was.
But it's so. Violence. It's the clearest, in my opinion, the clearest picture of the realism of what Jesus went through, how Amen. He was tortured Amen. For us and willingly went to the cross to take our penalty.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hey, Debbie. Don't forget, when you're finished, you have a question for us. When you're finished, stay on the line. We'll put you on hold. Cindy Roberts will get your information, and we will get a travel mug out in the mail to you.
Great question,
nice. Ed. Well, thank you all for that. My question is, I saw this the other day, and I thought it would be a nice question. What license plate has the slogan, "In taxation without representation"?
What state?
What license plate has that on there?
In taxation without representation. They're probably going to say D.C. Probably.
That's right. Guessing.
It is,
oh,
right?
Wow.
Is it?
That's great.
That's Washington, D.C.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
way
a
to go.
There's a whole other story.
They want
that
to be a state.
Yeah, and that's absolutely ridiculous. And the District of Columbia is a federal city, and it was intended to be independent from
for that reason
for politics. And it's a city, but it can you can't make it a state anyway.
Right.
But that they claim, hey, we're being taxed without representation.
Yeah.
My thing is, well, then move to Virginia.
That's right.
Huh?
Yeah.
Quit your complaining.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's it.
All right. Thank you, Debbie. Appreciate
hey,
it.
Hey, we'll put you on hold, so don't hang up. I'm glad for Debbie. She got her. Yeah, that was nice of you to give her a travel mug.
Yeah. All right. You're listening to Trivia Friday on AFR. Tim, Ed, and JJ, back to the phones.
Let's go to Louisiana. What do you guys say? Mandy is on the line. Mandy, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi.
Hey, Mandy.
I'm a first time caller. Hi.
Oh,
I'm a first time caller. I live in Lafayette, Louisiana.
Okay.
Lafayette, great area.
And you know, I was there. Is that where the college is?
It is.
Isn't that where the
yes.
Yes.
The Raging Cajuns?
UL. Yes, yeah, that's UL.
I mm-hmm. wish you guys had more spicy food, Mandy. Said no
yeah,
one.
Yeah, it's a little spicy. It's a little spicy for me, too.
But anyway, well, thanks for calling, Mandy, and you want to ask, answer, or both?
I'm going to try to answer. I'm just taking a guess about the oxygen. I don't remember the the exact.
Let me ask the question again for the listeners who are new to the show right now, and then you can answer it. The question is: there are two main sources of oxygen on planet Earth. What are they? And go ahead, Mandy. What are they?
I'm not sure if this is the answer, if it's something different, water, air, and fire. No?
They were a good group back in the 70s.
But that's not the answer.
No, that was earth, wind, and fire.
Earth, wind, and fire.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
don't give it away. You still got time.
Yeah, well, your answer was what now? Two main sources. Two main sources, not three.
Hey, you tried,
oh,
but that's not it, Mandy. What's your question for us?
Oh, I really don't have a question. I was just trying to answer. But anyhow, the lady that answered fashion, the answer to that, I was going to say The Exorcist, because there was a priest in there, and they do practice
R-rated
exorcism. So, yeah, it was R-rated, so that was going to be my answer, but it was wrong anyhow.
Talking about The Exorcist was R-rated.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That probably is pretty high.
That was inappropriate for children?
Oh, God, yes.
Okay, that's when...
My dad was a salesman, and he was... on the road somewhere in North Louisiana. When he came back home, he said, Evelyn, to my mom, he said, don't you ever let those children see that movie. And I didn't watch it till I was in my 40s or 50s.
Right.
And it scared me. I could not sleep for days.
That's when you're in your 40s. Right.
Well, I will
imagine how much it scarred kids that watched.
Yeah.
I will say this, Mandy, I've said this on the air before, but you probably didn't hear it, but when I was in high school, my biology teacher gave me a copy of the book, The Exorcist, by William Peter Blatty, I think is who wrote it. And I was not a Christian. I didn't know God. I got probably a third of the way through that, and I couldn't read it. I said, stop reading it. I was a high school senior, and I was so scared that I just couldn't finish reading it. I've never seen the movie, and it wasn't too long after that that I actually became a Christian.
Is that when Linda Blair impersonated an owl?
Yes. That's, yeah.
Where her did her owl impersonation.
Out. Yeah.
But anyway, thank you, Mandy. Appreciate you
Have
calling.
A good weekend.
First-time caller. Mandy from Lafayette. That's what she said.
Lafayette, Louisiana. Make sure to set your clocks forward. We've mentioned that a couple of times. It's easy to miss. This is going to be pretty exciting for me because my clock in my truck's going to be right now.
You didn't change it.
No, I did not change it.
By the way, it's too late to take down the Christmas lights. I would say go ahead and leave them up.
It's too late to take them down?
Tim, if you've waited this long, here we are in March. Just
hope people don't notice.
That's it.
You know, the greenery grows over them and stuff. No, I'm talking about now. I don't think this is unique to Mississippi. But, I mean,
no.
We have people among us who leave their Christmas lights on well into February.
And this is one of the many reasons why I don't put lights up outside.
Right.
Because I know I'll be going – I'll do that next weekend.
I don't want to take them down.
Yeah.
It's dark when I drive in each morning, and about 3 weeks ago I saw somebody's Christmas tree. It's one thing to have lights up on the gutter. Christmas tree in the picture window.
Still up?
Still up.
And the lit and everything?
Lit, so yes.
You might want to knock on their door and make sure they're still alive. Because that's...
Do a welfare check.
And if they are, I would just say, well, I had to check on you because...
Who does this?
There's a deal.
It's March and your Christmas tree's up.
I ain't licensed. I ain't registered, but I've deputized myself pulling in the driveway here because I keep seeing y'all's Christmas tree up in the. And I just want to do a welfare check all on my own here, make sure everybody's okay.
Everybody okay? All right, Trivia Friday on AFR. Back to the phones, Ed.
All right, we go to Alabama, and Allison is on the line. Allison, welcome to Trivia Friday. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Hey, Allison, do you spell your name like, how do you spell your name?
A-L-L-I-S-O-N.
Okay.
Two L's.
Well, my wife is one L. She's a one L, Allison.
Okay.
One L. That's rare. Most of them are A-L-L. Sometimes A-L-L-Y.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay, well, Allison, thanks for calling from, where do you live in Alabama real quick?
I live in Russellville, Alabama.
Okay, you're about an hour from us, 45 minutes.
Yes.
So, and listen, well, Allison, thanks for calling. Ask, answer, or both?
Both, please.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
It was the how many U.S. states border Mexico?
Yes, ma'am. And Allison, you Roll Tide fans are trying to hijack our show this morning.
War Eagle.
Oh,
you were taking a risk right there, AJ. That's
wasn't thinking about the map
very,
there.
That's offensive.
Yep.
So you know,
I've already started off on the wrong foot.
Make it up to
all me. Right. Here's the question, Allison. How many U.S. states share a border with Mexico?
Okay, so it's California, Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas.
You got it. I was hoping that you would name them and not just say that there were four.
Yeah.
I was asking someone in our family, and they said five, and they said Nevada.
People, if you're going to leave one out, a lot of people probably would leave California out. You don't think of it like
right,
you do
right.
Texas, Arizona, New Mexico. But
you got Tijuana.
You got the Baja Peninsula.
That's it. And you go cross right into Tijuana.
Yep. I've been there for surgery. they got some good.
I'm coming over
some
for
good deals.
They got some good deals.
Here's the deal though. When you didn't tell me you was originally redheaded, that's why you kept waking up.
I mean, I know you're rolling the dice, but you know what I'm saying? The cost is just so much less.
Oh, that was funny.
I think
that's great. We're going to hear that again on Hilarious Highlights number 27.
All right, Allison, you got it right. You have a question for us?
I got a riddle for you.
Okay, riddle me. Riddle me that.
Okay, so when you need me the most, you throw me out. But when you don't need me, you bring me back. What am I?
It's a pancreas. Everybody knows that, Allison. We're not even medical professionals.
No, I was going to say a boyfriend in high school.
Wait,
that's what happened.
No, wait.
That's what happened to me.
Wait,
over and over.
While we're stalling, yeah, his heart, he was broke up with so much, Allison. Ed's heart beats with a limp. He was broken up. What's the question again?
Okay, so when you need me the most, you throw me out. But when you don't need me, you bring me back in. What am I?
It always goes back to Christmas decorating, doesn't it?
I think it's a country song. That's what it is right there. I think that's Conway Twitty. Conway Twitty, 1961. Look it up.
I'm going right after the show, Tim.
You don't believe me? Look it up.
Allison, we obviously don't know, but we're going to try to remember it after you tell us.
I don't know. What's the answer?
An anchor.
Okay.
So say the riddle again so we can plug that in.
Okay. So when you need me the most, you throw me out. But when you don't need me, you bring me back. I'm an anchor.
That's anchor.
Good. The riddles are always.
That's awesome.
Slap your forehead. How did I?
How did I get that? Yeah. Way to go, Allison. Great Q&A. Thanks for calling. You take care,
Allison.
Okay? And War Eagle.
War Eagle. That's what I was about to say. Trying to make it up to her.
For those who don't know, War Eagle is the battle cry for the Auburn Tigers.
Yeah.
So, and they also fly an eagle. It's a bald eagle. They fly an eagle inside the stadium.
Yes.
And it flies around. It's trained, and it flies around the stadium during the football game, and flies back to the window where they let it out of.
You remember last year that it was kind of horrifying. Some lady snuck her little dog into the stadium.
Watch it.
And that eagle swooped in. That was horrifying.
Well, there are signs.
ESPN.
There are signs when you enter the stadium that warn
Leave
you about
your
that.
Yeah, if you got a little chihuahua dog.
Try to sneak a little dog in here, see what happens. That's what the sign says.
That'll teach you.
Word. Hey, and I want to make mention that tomorrow afternoon, they're going to have bald eagle on the menu, the wild game.
Are you being serious?
You
making fun?
I'm making fun.
No, you just got federal.
Oh, that's right.
You think I want to go to prison?
You just got federal agents.
That's it.
Well, I'll tell you, one time somebody did ask me, it was a game warden, if I was eating eagle, bald eagle.
Right.
And I said no. I said, I'm eating owl, but it tastes like chicken.
That's right.
I think I messed that joke up.
You're supposed to say it tastes like a bald eagle.
I would just say, this eagle ain't bald. That's what you should have said.
I apologize for lowering the humor IQ.
I didn't need that before lunch.
Yeah.
Brent, is that? Did I get it? Is it a bald eagle?
Sometimes they fly the bald eagle.
At Auburn.
Yes, but it's the golden eagle.
The golden eagle. Which is the name of the University of Southern Mississippi team.
Yeah.
They're the Golden Eagles. So, all right, you're listening to Trivia Friday. Probably repeat our questions quick.
For the last time.
Quick. Okay, I've got two left. In the book of Acts, who was the first Gentile, that is non-Jewish convert to Christianity? And then second question, how much of the earth is covered by water, roughly? Is it roughly 50%, 60%, 70%, or 80%?
Here's what I've got. First question, true or false? A cockroach can live 9 days without its head before it dies of starvation. Is that true or false? That a cockroach can live 9 days even without its head? Second question, which U.S. president had a sign on his desk that read, "The buck stops here"? And easy, hunters, that has nothing to do with venison.
All right, my question is, the expression, what is the origin of the expression, the third degree? Where do we get that from? Somebody giving somebody the third degree, where do we get that expression from? Number two, two main sources of oxygen on planet Earth, what are they? Back to the phones, Ed.
All right, we go to Texas, and TJ is on the line. TJ, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thanks so much. Enjoy listening, guys.
Thank you, Brother TJ. Thanks for calling. Ask, answer, or both?
You're supposed to ask me where in Texas.
Oh, yeah. My bad. Where are you from?
No. Because we're so proud of it, I'm calling from Brenham, Texas, which is the home of Bluebell ice cream.
Oh, wow. That is something to be proud of.
That is something to be proud of.
Yeah, very impressive.
Bluebell.
All right, TJ, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, I want to answer, but I want to answer in multiple choice. And here's why, is I read chronological Bible, and I don't know if Simon the sorcerer was a Gentile. He probably was a Jew. But then there's the Ethiopian eunuch, and that's before Cornelius. So there's my multiple choice answer.
Okay.
I think he's talking about your question.
Yeah. Okay.
You want to give
the
question again?
In the book of Acts, who was the first Gentile or non-Jewish convert? And the answer I have is Cornelius, a Roman centurion in Acts chapter 10. I don't know. Simon the magician, he's called by different names. I think that's in Acts chapter 8. He was not a convert, as far as I know. He was trying to buy his way into having the Holy Spirit. And I think the Ethiopian eunuch comes after chapter 10, doesn't it?
No, they both chronologically in my Bible come before Cornelius, but mine says that Simon himself believed and was baptized, and he followed Philip everywhere, astonished by the great signs and miracles he saw. So that sounds conversion to me, but he may have been a Jewish acolyte or something.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah. He's reading chronological.
Hey, thank you for reading your Bible, and nicely done there, TJ. Boy, you got the eunuch that climbed up in the chariot.
Hey, real quick, your question for us, TJ.
Yeah.
Real quick.
Okay. Here's my question, guys. He was elected a U.S. president, served one term. He then ran again and was beaten in his next term. And this was back in the 19th century. And then he ran again and won his second term, but there was the interruption in between. Who was this U.S. president?
Okay, I think it's Theodore Roosevelt. Is it?
No.
Okay. Hey, we are just about out of time. Why don't you go ahead and give the answer?
Okay, it's Grover Cleveland.
Okay.
And he was elected in 1884. He lost in 1888 and regained it in 1892. And when they left the first term, his wife told them, "Don't move the furniture. We're going to be back."
Okay. Hey, TJ, that is great history.
Absolutely,
we got to
TJ.
Let you go because we are out of time.
Talk about a name that's lost in history.
Yes. Right.
Nobody names your kid Grover anymore.
No, I think he's one of the Muppets, though. So, Grover Cleveland, wasn't he in a trash can or something?
70% of the earth is covered by water. That's the answer to my last question.
Cockroach can live 9 days without his head. True or false, guys?
True.
100% true. Which U.S. president had a sign on his desk that read, "The buck stops here"?
Harry S. Truman.
Yes, sir.
The expression, the third degree, comes from Freemasonry. A master masons are subject to intensive testing to qualify for the third degree.
Really?
Of masonry. That's how we get that. We get our two main ways we get trees and the ocean.
The ocean.
Predominantly marine plants and plant-like organisms in the ocean provide oxygen. So trees and plants in the ocean. We'll see you next Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody.